AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. There's a call for continued economic boycotting of North Carolina because state lawmakers have failed to repeal a law that limits anti-discrimination protections for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people. It's been called the bathroom bill because it requires people to use public bathrooms and showers based on their gender at birth. The Reverend William Barber, president of the North Carolina NAACP, says the State House Bill 2 is much more than just a bathroom bill.
This is an anti-worker, anti-civil rights, anti-LGBTQ rights bill.
The Commerce Department says gains in the country's gross domestic product came from added strength in consumer spending, business investment, and the government sector. Officials say the U.S. economy grew at a 3.5% annual rate in the July to September quarter. Gus Foucher of PNC Financial Services says that's about what we might see going forward. Maybe.
Labor force growth is slowing as the baby boomers continue to age, and then some of President-elect Trump's policies would actually call for, weighing on labor force growth with a reduction in the number of immigrants. I think it's possible that we could get a quarter or two where we get, 3.5-4% growth, but certainly not a consistent basis given the underlying demographics of the economy.
The Pope is again criticizing Vatican resistance to reform. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield has more on the pontiff's Christmas speech.
He says some of the resistance is good and natural of people offering their thoughts, but he says some of it is actually quite nasty and is inspired by the devil dressed as an angel.
A statement by the Syrian Armed Forces says the northern city of Aleppo has returned to government control, ending a four-year rebel hold over parts of that city. This is AP Radio News. Cybersecurity experts are warning the holiday season is also a time for identity theft, phishing, and credit card fraud. Michael Kaiser of the National Cybersecurity Alliance says cyber crooks are getting more savvy.
It could be through a phishing email that might try to lure them into a deal that's too good to be true, or try to alert them to a crisis like a package that hasn't arrived that makes them click on a link or submit information that they shouldn't, that the hackers can then use to steal their identity.
John Dixon with the Denham Group says if you have any wireless devices in your house, protect them from hacking too.
Environmental controls like Nest, the wireless cameras, the wireless videos, the toys. I actually now have a wireless cooker that has a network connection to it. All those things need to be updated and you need to change the passwords.
I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.